one of the things that I've really missed being back in public education, and one of the things that I've really missed is higher ed. I found out that I really, really liked higher ed. I spent 12 years in higher ed, and it was probably the most enjoyable job I ever had.
You mean college level?
Yes. And so the other day, an opening came up into the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I have applied for it. Whether I'll get it or not, I don't know, but I didn't want to wait and resign after I got the job, because I may not get the job, or if I do get the job, it may not be till March or April, and I didn't want to wait that long for Petersburg to find another superintendent.
So you're planning on, I know you're not leaving until the end of June, you're going to be basically helping them in their search for a new superintendent?
Well, I don't know how much of a role I'd play in the search, because it's between them and whoever they hire. You know, they have to feel comfortable with somebody, and I will meet with them. Whoever they elect to interview, I would like to meet with them and let them have my perspective on the position. But as far as active search, I don't think I'll be involved in that.
Right, you're available to help them if they need help, basically.
Right. And then, of course, the same is true with the principals in the middle school and the high school. I think if they hire a superintendent early enough, that person can be involved in developing the search for them.
I'm sure everyone listening to the news knows about recent issues over discipline and stuff in Petersburg, and what I think asks the question is that does that contribute to the reason you sort of finally decided to move on? Is some differences over that, or are there other issues? I know in a lot of ways over the past several years seem to get along quite well with the boards, mm-hmm. different boards, but some of these issues have become a bit tense with discipline questions.
Yeah, that's probably part of some of it. You know, the board was had some concerns. And that's fine. They're legitimate, you know, to them. And I probably, rather than having to have a real long, drawn-out evaluation process and so on and so forth, I was planning on leaving anyway. So I decided to resign at this time so that they had time to search for another person who they're comfortable with.
Looking back on your 4 years here, that's about average for a superintendent, I think. Isn't it about time-wise, I mean?
Yeah, that's about right. Actually, nationwide, it's 2.5 years.
What would you say that you're most proud of in terms of the time you spent here that you look back you feel pretty good about and that maybe worked out well between you and the boards that you've worked with?
Well, I think, first of all, probably the laptop initiative and our emphasis on technology. I think we probably are one of the premier, if not the premier, district in the state as far as technology is concerned. I'm also very proud of the fact that we're developing a very solid K-12 articulated standards-based curriculum. We've already done social studies and math, and we're working on science this year.
Looking into the future, as the board picks a superintendent and continues working on some of the curriculum issues, but also, of course, the stressful stuff of discipline and so on with kids that always comes up every year and is difficult, I know, for administrators and teachers and students and so on to all agree on things. Any thoughts about that issue as they will have to continue dealing with those issues as a board, as well as the future superintendent and so on?
Well, I think one of the primary concerns that anybody coming in, whether it's a principal or whether it's a superintendent and the board, they need to confront is the discipline issues in both the middle school and high school. There's a lot of, you know, I've had a lot of people say that the drug use and alcohol use in the high school is staggering, and it's starting to affect the middle school as well. I think that's something that they really need, the community as a whole needs to really work on.